Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so this, my first thought, and I'm trying not to be ignorant, was I hope the Datsun's okay. Just going to leave it. That's my first thought. I was like, what happened to the Datsun, though? So this story has to do with one woman who's a drunk driver and her Datsun, Pompano Beach. So this family, they were sleeping. It was early Sunday morning, this last Sunday. And then out of nowhere, a silver Lexus smashes through their bushes, their trees, their lights, almost hits their house. The woman, and this is all on their little security camera video. The woman behind the wheel was seen with a little Datsun in her lap. Little Datsun hesitated for a few moments and then drove off. And then when the sun came up, the family was shocked to see the destruction everywhere. They finally found the woman, 38-year-old Ashley Kaiser, after she crashed her. And by the way, the car took out their transformers, so they were without power for a day. But 38-year-old Ashley Kaiser, she crashed her car in Coconut Creek, so there was another crash. And an officer reported seeing her chasing her dog around the intersection of the crash. So she's facing several charges. So the dog was okay, including a DUI causing a crash. And thankfully, she didn't kill anybody else. But it's like, how are you? Well, first off, did you go drinking with your dog? I am made of questions. So she, where did she go? Where she like had her Datsun with her? And she's got her little Datsun in her lap. I was so terrified this dog was going to jump out of the car window. Juan is showing you the video on the simulcast. I was terrified because it looks like her window's open.
It does.
And I thought, and this dog, it's a little dog. And the dog is like right up. I mean, yes, I was worried about the family. All, you know, come on. But I was like, oh my gosh, this dog is good. She's going to run over her damn dog. But thankfully, the dog is okay.
Don't drink and drive with your dog.
I feel like the dog was scared. Like, get me out of this drunk woman's car. She's drunk again. Come help me. I feel like the dog was scared. I will take that Datsun. I'll take it and love it and hug it. And I want a Datsun so bad. I know, but I also, this is going to get into a dog segment. So let's keep going. Also, oh man, this is so bad. A Florida man steals steak and beer. I mean, if you're going to steal something before you go on a violent rampage inside of a sporting goods store, you know, steak and beer, I guess, are it. Jensen Beach, Florida. An accused criminal with, by the way, this is not how you spell conscience. I got to stop. Fox 13, this is the story. An accused criminal with a conscious.
Conscious.
C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S.
So he was awake and aware?
Yeah. That's not, they meant conscience, C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E. Guys, it's very simple. This is like literally the 6th word of your lead. It is the 6th word of your lead. This is Fox 13, Channel 13, and it's published by News Staff. They're, okay, I know I got the story, but guys, you cannot be doing this. Come on, Florida journalists, you cannot be doing this. All right, anyway, the guy went on a violent rampage inside of a Florida sporting goods store. According to Martin County Sheriff's Office, 31-year-old Shanluk Diaz, who says he's homeless, walked into a Dick's on a federal highway, grabbed a bat, said he was sorry, and then began smashing all these glass cases. And everybody just watched him, shocked. It was all caught on camera. He was swinging case after case before walking out of the store. It was all unprovoked. Then they found him stealing a steak from a restaurant and beer from a convenience store. So he was charged with felony criminal mischief. So I don't understand how the conscience part comes in. Yeah. Because you messed up your lead using a word that you didn't even choose properly to describe something that was not touched on again later on in the story. I am not going to get out. Kane's dying right now. This is one of my biggest pet peeves. Oh my gosh. I could spend the rest of the damn broadcast talking about this. It is like right in your lead. Get it right. There's a difference. Words have meanings.
Florida man, write it.
Apparently. Okay. It's like I can't stand it when people don't use possessives properly unless the next word starts with S. The appropriate grammatically correct thing to do is S apostrophe S. if it ends in S, that's okay. If the letter starts with S coming after the word, then it's just S. I mean, it's like, come on, journalists. Are you guys too busy writing like about E. Jean Carroll and about how Trump is bad, DeSantis is bad? Like, you can't. Oh! Okay. Certain things, man, certain things. I got one more for you. Florida man got bitten by a shark while spear fishing near the Florida Keys. Yeah. So he's spear fishing. I know, beautiful day in the Keys. He's Monroe County. 22-year-old. He was off of near Davis Reef off in the Florida Keys Saturday morning. And all of a sudden, something bit him in the... That's, the news release said ankle or foot. There's a difference. But a shark bit him in the general ankle area. The U.S. Coast Guard responded, brought him to shore. He was flown to Jackson South Medical Center in Miami. And they said that he's appeared, you know, he appears in good health. His name's Ethan Wilder. It was actually, so in the photo, they were saying it was his ankle or foot. That's what we call a shin. Okay. He's on the road to recovery. And I mean, but it looks like the bite is like a six. I mean, that looks like it's a good 6 inches. That's a pretty big bite. They didn't talk about what type of shark it was or anything like that. They just said that he had been bitten. He's going to recover, but he's going to have a pretty big, I mean, going to have a pretty big scar right there on his shin. Someone was like, is there a reason that you didn't talk about the E. Jean thing? They didn't say the E. Jean thing like that. Yeah, there's a reason, because I think that she's a living, breathing Harlequin romance novel that great aunts read in the 80s. That's what I think. She's corny, and there were so many motions and back and forth in this case. I'm not going to sit here and bore you to the point of death with every minute detail. And there's a court case, and plus you're not in there, and it's all we weren't in there to see what. Here's what I don't understand. So E. Jean, I don't know who the hell this woman is. What does she do? I literally don't know this. I make it a point not to know people that make me cringe. Golly, do I have to Google this? I have to sit here and do this to my browser. Oh, gosh. I even know. I can't even stand her name. Oh, she's an agony aunt, basically. That's what you call, like, the columns where, you know, it's like a ask what's her face thing. Yeah. Oh, that makes so much sense in the world. She's the type of woman who says gal.
Oh, boy.
Gal pal. She's that type of woman. She's like a walking SNL skit for mom jeans. I don't know. Fashion, really? Anyway, I just don't like her. And I am mad that I have to subject you all to a brief discussion on this, because some of you in the class want to hear it. So I don't know what's your guess about what the hell happened with this case is as good as mine. She says he raped her. He says he didn't rape her. The jury's like, totally didn't rape her. But you got to pay $5 million for saying that you didn't. What? I mean, that's what it was, right?
Yeah.
And how do you defame some? She was the one who was calling him a rapist. He wasn't raped, or she wasn't. He didn't rape her. That's what the jury said. So how?
Yeah.
I liked what he said afterwards in all caps lock. I have no idea who this woman who made a false and totally fabricated accusation is. So they are going to appeal it.
Of course.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I just can't. And then you had Asha Hutchinson out there. He'll hit anybody. So Nikki Haley is the stalking horse. Like, can we just get into this real quick? Nikki Haley's the stalking horse for Trump. And I think Vivek Ramaswamy is too. That's my guess. I get along with Vivek just fine. I get along with Nikki Haley. I think she's completely wrong on foreign policy and culture wars with the Disney stuff. And I think Vivek is a super nice guy, super smart, has a terrifying amount of energy. And he wants to bomb the hell out of everything south of the border. I get it. But, well, he says what he said. He said he told us. Dude, that's what he said. He said he was going to drone and bomb all the cartels. Okay, so there you go. There you go. Okay, E. Jean. All right, E. Jean.
Don't make me sue.
Oh, my gosh. So, but then you have Asha Hutchinson, who's like, guys, I'm running two. I'll hit all of you. Pay attention to me. I'm running. You got him out there, too. It's true. This is a pretty accurate summation of the state of things. So he was saying, what did he say? Pull this up. Because Chris Christie was talking about, who sits there and goes, gosh, I wonder what Chris Christie thinks. If I wanted to know how to close a beach and then use it personally, then I would ask him. But then you had Asha Hutchinson, who says that it's an indefensible behavior, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. And then they asked Mike Pence. Mike Pence played it safe. He said, I don't think this is where the America people are focused. They're not. And then Vivek Ramaswamy had a ball of energy response where he used the phrase, the establishment's anaphylactic response. I mean, that's totally him. So I don't know how you can be accused of being a rapist, proven to not be a rapist, but you got to pay $5 million in defamatory charges because you said you weren't a rapist.
And it was proven that you weren't?
Yeah. Oh, and then there's this. When your lawyer accidentally admits, this is from DC Drano, when your lawyer accidentally admits on live television news that you secretly helped Democrats pass the New York law that decided to do away with statute of limitations and specifically allowed you to sue Trump. Listen to this.
Egan actually helped to get that law passed. It passed last year.
It passed last year.
She's like, oh my gosh, what? E-Jean was like, oh, what? Why did you say this? Her lawyer, who is wearing, I'm sorry, I'm doing this because I can. You guys can't do this. Okay, what's the temperature in New York? Because it is May, and you're wearing a leather top? Pleather? You got a lot of confidence in your deodorant, do you, lady? So I can say this because you can't. Just be honest. It's the Let's Be Honest show, okay? So, I don't know. I don't get that case. I don't get it. Don't get it. I really don't get it. So they're going to appeal. So let's talk about Nikki Haley for a minute. Nikki Mouse. I said it. Patch Ops did the patch. They actually put ears on her. Nikki Mouse. Let me pull this up. Because this is all part. I had this the other day. We're still talking. She doesn't understand, I don't think, the situation with Disney, and Ron DeSantis. So she, oh boy, it didn't end up very well for her. She ended up, who was she was talking to? She was doing some interview. And she, this is like, what, the fifth or sixth time that she has spoken about this. And said that she was asked specifically about inviting Disney to South Carolina, right? And she said that she noted, keep in mind that DeSantis took $50,000 worth in contributions from Disney prior to this, she said. And we have this? Do we have the audio?
I don't know.
I thought you said, no, okay. She had said that, that she said, keep in mind that he had taken, she was accusing him of taking donations from the Disney group or whatever. Then he, you know, passes, you know, all this stuff on them and has this board that he put together. So wait, she's mad because, let's just roll with it. First off, she's mad because he held Disney accountable, even though they had donated, the group donated to his campaign. You monster. What? Did I hear that correctly? Lord Farquaad? What?
It's what it looks like.
It's what it looks like. So, by the way, no one tell her how much money was given to the candidate for whom she's a stalking horse. Don't tell her how much Disney gave the candidate and that she's for whom she's a stalking horse. No one tell. It's not like I linked it over at Substack in a previous post or anything with screenshots. Don't do it.
But tell me, though. Tell me.
Don't do, you want to know?
I want to know. Tell me.
Well, I mean, and look, if you're going to get money from who you're going to get money from, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But so I have it on Substack. This was looking at Biden and Trump with the Disney stuff. So you had, Trump got more from Disney than Biden did in 2020. I was looking at what post it was. It had way more. So the Walt Disney Company, they gave the, and this was Disney, they a lot. They had the total contribution. They had individuals that gave, and then they had like Disney who gave. And then you had the contributions of individuals. It was like, you know, almost 10 to 1 with America First Action over Joe Biden. This was in 2020. You also had, oh my gosh, I have a lot of links. And this was in, this was in a post that I had about the Reedy Creek. There was a lot. He also, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of Disney donor money. A lot. And then you also had like the actual, like their little political group with Disney that gave more to, it was the Trump PAC, than they did to Biden. But then they also gave like equally to different Democrats and Republicans. And then they gave more to Democrats. And then the individuals gave more to Democrats too. Some of the lower ticket Democrats. So I have all this up on Substack. It's the post with Nikki Haley inviting Disney to relocate to South Carolina. So I'm just saying, nobody tell her that. Shh.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
George Santos is in custody. He was indicted on 13 federal charges, including money laundering and wire fraud. And he's accused of using donor money to buy designer clothes and cover his debts. And it was about $25,000. Let's do Hunter. I don't give a rat's ass about George Santos as long as Hunter Biden's running around. I don't care. George Santos, if we're going to have two systems of justice, I don't recognize that. If you want to be lawless, I can promise you I'll be meaner than you. So let's just be lawless, okay? See, the law isn't for people like you. It's for people like me. It's like you're not tied. You're not in this room, locked in this room. I'm not locked in this room with you. You're locked in this room with me. That's the difference. So I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Do you care?
No.
I don't care. Anyway, moving on. I'm gonna tweet something about it, and Twitter will catch on fire because it's people get so mad at me. I can't stand. You know, if you're gonna be lawless, and all right. Let's see. We got a couple of other things here that I wanted to get into that I didn't get into all the way last time. This debt debacle laid bare. I don't know if you saw. Do you want to know how much the United States owes? $7 trillion to foreigners. Japan owns a significant amount. $1.1 trillion of debt is held by Japan, $860 billion China. Those nations are the largest foreign sources of financing the debt of the United States.
Japan, Ukraine?
Yeah, we just sent another billion over to Ukraine. Okay. That was announced yesterday. That was just yesterday. We just sent $1 billion over there. So, you know, I mean, nothing big. No big deal. No big whoop, you know, just, you know, it is. I had this story. FDA said that that people can eat. I don't know why people would do this. They could eat gene edited pigs, genetically altered pigs. They said that apparently it's something they're looking to clear. I don't trust that. Do you? We have Congressman Troy Nell's coming up. The KS7 from Kel-Tec might be short and slim on the outside, but it's long under the hood with its 18.5-inch barrel packed into its bullpup design. It's ready for home defense, backcountry hiking, or anywhere you need a compact 12-gauge shotgun. The KS7 is lightweight with a magazine capacity of 6+1 or 7+1, depending on shell size, easy to handle with rear loading and downward ejection, and standard carry handle that doubles as a sighting solution. Every KS7 produced at Kel-Tec is made in the USA by a team who takes pride in their work and believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms. Every KS7 comes with a lifetime warranty with proof of purchase as original owner. Defend what matters most to you with the KS7 shotgun available through Kel-Tec. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. And sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KeltecWeapons.com. Now, the other thing is the war on dishwashers. You know, the left was trying to make fun of DeSantis for having this fight with Disney. And they were saying, oh, Ron DeSantis versus Mickey Mouse. Oh, but you have Joe Biden versus your dishwasher. Just want to make that point.
Your whole kitchen.
Yeah, your whole damn kitchen versus your dishwasher. Yeah, now it's the dishwasher. So I just, jeez, this is absurd. It's dumb. They were going after the phosphates. They've been going after absolutely everything, and they were going after your gas stove, which they said they weren't going after your gas stove. And now you have all these states that are pursuing this. I think what was it? There was a Washington state. I think it was another state that's like pursuing. I'm looking at my notes. Pursuing this. So the Biden administration, everything, they want to make everything green and suck. So they're getting rid of all of these Trump-era deregulations because they went in and they removed a lot of these stupid regulations that were making everything overly expensive and, you know, almost prohibitive, etc. So now they want these ridiculous energy efficiency rules, which actually means you're going to use more, ultimately, if you, especially if you run a cycle twice. They said, oh, it's going to save Americans $652 million in utility bills every year. So you can give it more to that. You can give that money to the IRS. See, we'll save you money here so you can give it to the IRS. It's up to Americans to determine how they want to save their money, by the way. So the Department of Energy has all of these energy efficient standard things affecting the electric motors and vending machines and all of this stuff. And so Jennifer Granholm came out with a press release, and they're going to tighten these energy efficient standards for 16 different product categories, mini home appliances, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the appliance regulation, the dishwasher thing, is one of them. And the Department of Energy is like, we promise we're not going to worsen dishwasher quality. That's a lie. And they said it's going to improve your energy and water efficiency. You have to say that because the Department of Energy is actually, the Department of Energy cannot set a performance standard for a product that actually undermines the product itself. You can't do that. You can't set a standard of performance that makes the product crappy. The Department of Energy cannot do that. When they came after the what was it, the phosphates? Yeah, they have 5 gallons now. The new models are 3.5, and they want it 3.2 gallons.
Yeah, so. We're already, they're being manufactured below the current regulation, which is 5 gallons. Now they want to move that regulation from 5 gallons to 3.2 gallons so that everyone who is at 3.5 gallons and in compliance now will have to get rid of it.
You know, a lot of people are going to have to run cycles twice.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah. It's my money, my water.
Yeah, if I want to spend, that's, you pay for, if I want to spend how I want to spend it, I'm going to spend it how I want to spend it. Stop telling us that you buy Coke and hookers for your son. You don't get to tell us how to spend your money when your money gets snorted up your son's nose.
Yeah.
To say, that's the least offensive thing I can describe about it.
And then spit on the canvas.
Yeah. You don't get to tell us how we spend our money. Get bent. I will. Oh, man. No, no, no. You know what? Black market dishwashers.
Yeah.
Come hit a girl up. Come on.
Ten,
yeah. 10-gallon dishwasher. Eat that, DOE. Man, I'm telling you what.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.